roll call.
All right, let's have a roll call.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance is absent. And Rodriguez?
Here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Recognition of visitors. We have Judy Somerlot. All here from the Friends.
Friends.
Mm-hmm. And we have Cheryl. Let's see. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Anyone? Okay. So if everybody take a look at the minutes from the last time, let's approve the minutes.
Second.
Crawford? Dennis?
Crawford.
I'm sorry, Dennis. Okay, sorry. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Does the library have any correspondence?
Just this.
There's also an article about the mural, which is two staff members that's there. That's not in your packet, that's what came in recently. And then we have a thank you letter from the children, our teenagers that made the cards for the kids in the hospital, that we've done that before, their thank you letter. Cards for kids.
Public comment?
I do, too. Yeah. I just want to remind everyone that our 6th annual mini golf fundraiser is the end of January. I know that seems like a long time away, but it's not really. It is the Sunday between the football playoffs and the Super Bowl, so there's no football game to worry about or no Super Bowl parties or anything. We made almost $6,000 last year. We hope to have about the same amount. All 18 holes are sponsored with paid sponsors, and we also have a media sponsor. So that part's good. We have wonderful raffle prizes, and we started selling tickets a week ago today for the mini golf. So if you're looking for a stocking stuffer or a little gift for somebody, a neighborhood kid or whatever, they're only $5 each, so you can buy a bunch of those. And we will start our raffle ticket sale January 4th. So you will be quite impressed with that. And so one of the reasons that I want to remind you of that is because we need just a few volunteers. It's already, you know, we're pretty well filled. But we have a couple of places where we need people to help. This room is the 19th hole, and we have cookies and little water bottles, and we'll have a reading corner and a Legos place and paper on the table for kids to draw and color and do all the things. It's just kind of a quiet downtime. So we still need a few people for that, and I kind of outlined in pink where we need people. One of the jobs we need, and it's one of those that everybody wants to do, but only my husband has signed up. And that's the person who rings the bell at the bottom of the 10th hole where it comes down. Those of you that have been here, we always have somebody standing there ringing the bell and going, oh, yay, 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 clapping and cheering and putting a sticker on the person that says, I got a hole in one. So we need somebody else to help with that besides my husband because he just thinks that's the best job in the world. But if you can help, we'd appreciate it. Otherwise, just come and play and buy raffle tickets. Thank you. That's it.
any staff comment?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll have to report to the treasurer, but
that would be you.
Here.
Me? That would be you.
Oh, no. You are all the jobs.
Yeah.
Strike
that
for
the tank.
Put on the finance treasurer's cap to it right now.
Okay. Everybody can take a look. See if there's any questions.
Do we know what the $1,600 Conoco fee is? I don't remember seeing something that high on page one of the checkbook.
Yeah, the one that says manufacturer feature configuration.
MFP, it's multifunction printer.
Feature?
Feature.
And then we still have $700.
Yeah, so below it are the normal copy charges. Do we pay our lease quarterly? Is that what?
No, that was to upgrade the microfilm reader.
Got
upstairs.
It. Got it.
Microfilm. Okay.
Okay.
There were some additional charges because our microfilm reader is so out of date that they had to add these other features in order to bring it up to the part.
So I would assume the USB kits, those are probably for the microfiche, right? Those?
Right, all that's charged.
Okay, the $1,600.
Well, other than the copy charge.
Well, MFP stands for multifunctions printer. So that's the only reason I'm wondering about that one.
But you said it was for the microfiche?
Yeah.
Microfiche.
Typically MFP is a copier, though. So I don't know if it just got labeled wrong, or...
I think so,
because
$1,600 and we have $100 donation from that family.
And then the $191 was also for the micro?
That was to update the part for the new part. Because our microfilm equipment is so dated.
Yeah, it should be
dated.
So we were expecting $1,600 for that?
Right, but once they installed the part, then they had to, in order for it to talk to our machine, they had to add the additional parts.
I don't even know. How much does one of those machines even cost?
I don't know, it's a lot.
They wouldn't want to put the money into that. We have people that come from all over the UC genealogy, and so we need the machine to be able to work, you know, one.
And then a $1,300 charge for internet.
How much is our internet bill?
That's for a couple of months, I would presume. And we should get some of that back.
2 or 3 months? When they say 9 to 11, is it all 3?
Yeah.
Because it looks like 2 months.
Okay.
So from September 10th to November 9th.
November 9th, that's 2 months.
That seems high, too.
Does that seem familiar? The equivalent of 700 and change a month.
We should get at least about half of that back once the E-rate stuff gets reimbursed.
This is Comcast, right?
Yeah, that's the internet and the phones.
Oh,
and the phone service.
It says internet and phone.
Yeah.
It's on the next page, the phone
right.
part.
So we'll get half of what the internet charge is back, but not the phones, because E-rate
right.
phone service is not E-rateable anymore. We pay $250 to $300 a month for internet.
That's what we pay before the E-rate or after?
That's before E-rate. Before E-rate.
$200 and something?
It's somewhere
between
$200 and
$300.
I know,
because this is over $600 a month. So that would make our phone bill like $400. Which
seems
exactly.
We have three lines.
Yeah. It was higher when we had AT&T, like twice that.
I need to look at last month's, or last 2 months.
So who follows up with Comcast to look at those rates, and how often are we doing that right now?
Once a year. Our E-rate consultant does that.
They do that?
Yep. So at least for the internet charges. For the phone, that would be somebody in the library if we wanted to do that. I don't remember what the phone line charges were. I'd have to look at one of the bills. In fact, I have one of the bills. E-rate is what E-rate is, and it's set based on what the school district is for their free and reduced lunch. So they get 50% reimbursement, so we get 50% reimbursement. And for the phone lines, we get nothing back because E-rate doesn't. Phone service is not part of E-rate anymore. I'm not sure how we can ask Comcast about the phone lines once they figure out how much they are.
Yeah, I'd just like if we could review maybe the statement. Just look at what the charges on that are. I'd just be curious.
Yeah.
I can look into that and bring
it
back to the board next
meeting. Because, I mean, if we're paying...
They are.
Even on the internet side, if we're paying twice as much as another option, it doesn't even make sense to go through E-rate if we can get a better deal outside of it. So I'm not saying we can, but just I think worth looking at. Because Comcast, too, is pretty flexible when you go to them directly, mm-hmm. and they have promotions, and usually when your promotion ends, even on the business side, you can usually get new promotions. So if we're getting the full rate and then half of it back in E-rate, it still might be higher than a promotional rate or another option as well.
So this is going to be
well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. But we'll wait for her to come back to us. I'll bring it back to put it back on the agenda as new business.
Yep.
And discuss it then.
So that's got to be more than 2 months, because what the statements that you emailed me, that we emailed to the E-rate for 1 month, was internet and
we only paid
telephones.
$379.
Yeah, about $379
for 1 month.
Yeah.
So it should be no more than $700.
So So it's twice that.
August 1st through August 31st, internet, phone, and cable, $379.25. So if they're doubling it, they did it wrong, or they quadrupled it instead of doubling it.
Yeah. I'll check with Rob, have him look at it.
Yeah, that's a big one.
We pay $200 for...
Do we have a motion to pay our bills?
Pay our bills in the amount of $25,984.29 for accounts payable, $55,172.92 in payroll for a total disbursement of $81,157.21.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes. Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. We have a report from the library.
A couple things. I had emailed you, I'm sure you may have seen the email, but I spoke with Carol LaChance yesterday. She had hoped that she'd been able to attend tonight, but she's still having trouble with her legs, so I dropped off last month's board packet and this month's board packet and my self-evaluation for her. She did ask about calling in. Maybe she can do that for the next board meeting, but because of the executive session, I thought that would be a little tricky to try to do it as a call-in. So if she needs to do it next month, I'll work with her on it. We already have the phone and the cords and everything, so I'll have to get her the instructions on calling in. The repairs on the HVAC system have been completed. Trico replaced the low water cutoff on the existing boiler. That was the 948 bill. And Daikin winterized the chiller and replaced the evaporator heater. And I just got the bill for that. It was $1,800. So... we are mentioned in the school district newsletter, which was great, and that's in your packet. Casey's donated 96 decorated cookies for our Polar Express Santa's visit this past Saturday, and I wanted you all to see what they did for us. I suggested they come. They volunteered to deliver the cookies, so I said, well, maybe you can get your piece of paper with Santa for your corporate newsletter so that they can get some recognition on the corporate level. And I said, thank you very much for them. So that's a nice relationship that happened, you know, when they first came and I came in myself and she volunteered to do the cookies. So that's money that we didn't have to spend on refreshments. We had the Chicago Area Lego Group was here on Saturday, November 17th. We had about 175 people attend throughout the day. It was a cold, snowy day. It wasn't the greatest day. But that group was looking for a library to host their event, and they jumped on that and said, you know, they can come here. And they liked our facility so much, they asked if they could come back, so we booked them for October.
Yeah,
Judy was here with her grandson.
They've been here a couple
times.
They
came last year.
So that was a good event. I attended city council meeting to recognize Dixie for her 19 years of service. Full-time and 4 years was part-time before that. And I thank the board members that came to the council meeting to be in the audience. She was really touched by that staff member as well. We've started doing, well, we've always done, but we've lately have had quite a few school tours. We've had the middle school came, it was over 200 kids. It was 10 groups of 20, they walked over to the middle school.
Not our middle school. Our middle school is not walking distance.
Middle school.
We're in Raintree.
Yeah. By Raintree. Which was it?
Grade school?
The academy.
So the academy.
The academy. The one right next to the tennis courts? Right. Yes.
Okay. They walked in together.
The freshmen. I was like, we're not walking distance.
We had, I'm still getting my bearings. We had 220 kids from the grade school.
That's
we
good.
Had 10 groups. It was nonstop over 2 days. And then we had the Yorkville High School tour of, they came over to the school.
Special needs class,
and Cheryl hosted them along with Jeanette, and I think we'll be doing that.
It was a big group, bigger than
26. So they came over.
She had asked me to describe what I do, and one of the girls said that sounds like the worst job in the world.
Oh gosh.
They're very blunt. They hold nothing back.
I'm just curious. Did they come to us?
They called. They emailed me and wanted to come.
Okay, that's good.
Sometimes it's not a lot of time. I mean, it's usually like the week before,
right.
You know, and we're so booked on everything. But we don't want to turn away
right.
people. So we managed to host them. They came over. So that was, I mean, we're really reaching out to the schools.
And I think the kids were surprised to see everything that we have to offer.
Awesome.
So hopefully we're drawing people in that way.
Good.
And I'll talk more about the Google mini grant later on the agenda. But that's all I have for right now.
Let's see, this city representative. So standing committees. There was one committee that met.
And we will discuss further in the executive session. That was the personnel committee. We met last Monday.
Okay. All right, let's move on to unfinished business. Replacing library copiers.
We're going to look at the proposal. This is the original proposal. The one that's in the packet is the revised proposal. We have decided not to go with that proposal because it would be $119 more a month to be able to have the coin box that has the credit card feature. We own the coin boxes. So what we would like to do is take our coin box and put it on the new machine. And that will cost us approximately $400 for the installation and the cables and everything for TBS to install that. So this is the proposal. This would be for one machine that we would have in the children's department. We would do away with the second machine upstairs and the administration copier. So it would be two machines. This is the cost for two machines. 36 months, 48, or 60. And then I'll turn it over to Jason to talk about it.
I don't think you have anything else to add, I mean, other than kind of what was discussed last meeting. But
well, we're looking at a 60 months, is that what
yeah.
we're looking at?
I would say since we've kept the current machines for 10 years, that it's pretty safe to go with 60 months.
And this would be leasing it.
Right.
We would not be buying it. We would lease it, and then we'd still be paying, even though we own the machines, we still pay per copy, black and white, or color. Same thing here with the lease. We would be paying per copy.
Right.
And you say we're doing away with one. Should we do one?
The one upstairs, because we want it to be convenient for people that are just running in to make a copy instead of having them to go upstairs.
Okay. Can you
choose? And it would be right. For the children's copy.
And then we're keeping our coin machines to add to?
It'll just be coins. We're not going to do plastic.
Okay.
Because we would never make up the cost
okay.
of the $118.19 a month.
Okay.
And we make change. I mean, it takes $1.
Yeah.
So we would have to give Conoco 30 days notice, which hopefully will be tomorrow, and we're looking at impact coming in January.
So it would be 185 a month. So what do we?
Plus whatever your copy amount is. Okay. Yeah.
This is what the city has.
This is, we're piggybacking off of the RFP that the city got, that they awarded it. Okay. It is the same machine that the city's using, and they're pleased with it.
Okay.
Sound good?
Do we want to approve this now?
I'm going to make a motion to approve the new copier lease at 60 months, $185 a month with a black and white rate of 0.5 cents per click and a color rate of 3.2 cents.
Second.
Isn't that a 0.005?
I was going to say it's less than that. Sorry.
I said 0.5 cents.
It's less than 5 cents.
No, 0.5 cents.
$0.05.
Ah, okay.
0.5 cents.
Gotcha.
Ready? Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes. Okay, great. So let's move on to the per capita grant.
Okay, in your packet on the back page, it's in there, it's highlighted under per capita. It's got the Illinois State Library and it's in yellow. The things that are in yellow, if the board could take a look at those, and we will have a brief discussion at the January meeting. Or just be able to say that, you know, at least one or two trustees did this. The report and everything I will complete on the 15th the next day.
Switch move. Alright, so let's move on to new business with the ALA Google Coding Grant.
Well, we went cuckoo for coding. that was the tagline. Mm-hmm. And I think the one picture which is in the press, in the article in the paper that you have a copy of, the two little girls, that just says it all. I mean, they were so cute and they were here with their grandfather and they were coding. So I'm going to circulate. These are some of the pictures from the event. We had, I had estimated that we would have 120 people participate. We came in at 103 kids and 18 adults, so pretty on target. On the report, it asked if you could do anything differently, what would you do differently? And I said, not have it in December, because the first week in December, I said have it in October or beginning of November before, you know, after school starts and before the holidays. That's the only thing that I would do differently. But I commend the staff for jumping on this with me and we did it for the kids and it took off. Everything is STEM and everything is coding. And so what we did was I said, let's do a raffle. So for every hour that a child coded, coded, they got a raffle ticket. So the prize is a mini spear ball, which is like $40-something dollars. It's like this big. And so that's the grand prize. And then second is a $20 gift card at Target, and then eight $10 gift cards. So we have 38 raffle tickets. We'll do the winners tomorrow, and we'll publicize that. But I think the pictures say it all. We had a board game for the passive, you know, at the table where kids can just play on their own. That was a board game called Code and Go Mouse Mania. We had 26 participants there. we targeted the homeschoolers and had one program for homeschoolers, and we had the 4-H extension people come out and do that. They had a program here before. And then we had Spanish coding, but no one showed up for that. And then we had one night, which was family code night, and the 8 people were there. And then throughout independent coding, over 40 participants. So we hit our target mark, and I think the pictures say it all. So I'm going to circulate the pictures around. And the report is done. I don't want to go in and have my eye surgery without the report.
Library donation.
I had to make sure I could go public with it, so it's time to the state attorney this afternoon, and we can't go public. Mm-hmm. So, a resident, Yorkville resident, who recently passed, he died August 17, 2017, but now his estate is final. His name was Ann Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E. He was a patron here. He had $9 in fines. But we cleared it because he died. And then they returned his books. But he left us $69,803. And we can use it however we see fit. I would like to come back to the board in January and discuss the option of naming the quiet room upstairs after him and his wife and put a plaque there and invite his family to come and maybe have a musical concert and then unveil the plaque. He was an engineer at Western Electric. It's a lot of money for us. He also left money to Walnut Public Library. And now, there are a few things that we would like to do, but I would think that maybe we want to put that money aside for something, for a special project at some point. But this is what I was talking about, was building relationships with the state attorneys to get people to donate here, and this man did it on his own. He also left money to the University of Illinois Engineering Library and to PADS. To the church. So he, and to some of his family members. But, I mean, that's wonderful. I mean, that is a big plus for us to have that little bit of a cushion. Maybe we can do the digital sign, maybe contribute to the mural, maybe we can spruce up this room a little bit. But I don't want to, I want to be considerate of this. So now that it's public, now I can say it's public, but it was, I thought when I did the initial paperwork, I was thinking maybe $1,000 is what I was thinking. So I was just blown away by that amount. And for Walnut Public Library, that's probably more than their annual budget. So it's good news. Christmas came early this year. Christmas came early.
Yep.
That's all that I have.
All right, so now for the next one.
This is the first
one. We need to go to executive session.
Yep.
Oof. Elisa. I looked through all the old budgets, I mean, old lists. The only month that was not paid was July. We paid May, we paid June, we paid August, we paid September. So, this, for the cable, Comcast. We paid $379 with a little bit of change every month except for July. So this line is completely wrong.
Wrong, okay.
It says September. We paid for September. We didn't pay for July for whatever reason. It's not in July. And then even if we were paying $379 for July, October, and November, this amount would still be wrong. So
I'll get with Rob tomorrow.
Okay.
Because
it's like hundreds of dollars wrong.
Yeah,
I'm glad you noticed that.
the pictures there, and you'll just take them at the end of it.
Oh, they never passed.
That's okay. It's
all it's your sheet.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Me too.
I'll be out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'll be back on Monday.
Okay. For your surgery?
Yeah. Okay. But I do email, not on Wednesday, but today, but Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'll need that motion to go into executive session.
Okay. I make a motion that we go into executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
I'll second.
I need my volunteer sheet, sorry. Okay. If you're interested, let me know.
We'll call. Okay, Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay.
We're back in regular session.
Okay, we're back in regular session, and now we're going to
make a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve her
performance.
As proposed by
the personnel committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I recommend that we give Elisa Tapa a raise of 4% to be what's the word?
Retroactive to
her anniversary date.
Second. Yeah. Okay. Now we need a roll call.
Okay. Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And you'll need to send an email or something letting Rob know.
Okay.
As the president.
Yeah. And then you're going to deliver it to her.
He's going to decide what's going to
happen. Maybe
she's
next week.
Wednesday. Yeah, it'd be nice tomorrow. If we could deliver it to her before.
That would be tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah. I was like, there's one more day. If I know anything, I know school days.
Does it have to be typed?
Back tomorrow.
I typed 9:05.
It's going to be
6.
Choose.
Five, I think. Yeah. No, she needs at 6. She's doing 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll discuss that afterwards. Mm-hmm. Did everybody vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, if there's no other business, then I say that we're adjourned.
I agree.